I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Moderate alcohol consumption can have some health benefits, but excessive drinking has a wide assortment of negative effects that can vary at each stage of life. To talk about the latest research related to alcohol and healthy living is Dr. Raymond Anton. He holds the Thurman Wellness Endowed Chair in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences, and he is the Scientific Director of the Alcohol Research Center at MUSC. Dr. Anton, what is considered safe or healthy as far as alcohol consumption? Is there a magic number?
Well, yes. There's been quite a bit of investigation and research on that. And typically, it's thought that for men, no more than 14 drinks a week is safe drinking, and for women, no more than 7 drinks a week. A drink being either 5 ounces of wine, 1.5 ounces of spirits, or 12 ounces of 5% or normal beer.
Tell us about the potential health benefits of moderate alcohol consumption. What does the research show?
So there are some positive aspects of alcohol. At lower levels of alcohol consumption, at those safe limits that I mentioned earlier, there is a protective effect of alcohol to some degree. People that drink some alcohol, moderately social drinkers within safe limits, actually have lower risk of heart disease and stroke. But very quickly, after you start going above those safe limits, and on the order of about 3 drinks a day for men or 2 drinks a day for women, there starts to be an increase in blood pressure, increased heart disease, and stroke. So there's a very fine line between safe drinking and immoderate or unhealthy drinking.
What are some of the problems with too much alcohol at various ages and stages of life?
Excellent question, and more and more research is being conducted across the age spectrum at this time. In adolescence, the typical negative consequences of alcohol is experienced during binge drinking, which is usually high levels of drinking, which often occurs on weekends, leading to accidents, emergency room visits, and risky behaviors. In middle age, people start having impacts of alcohol on their family and work life, and the beginning of health consequences. Some liver damage starts occurring.
And what about the older ages?
In the older age group, health concerns becoming even more prominent, increases of blood pressure, interactions with the liver, interactions with various medications that people take in negative ways that they don't completely understand, leading to higher risk of falls and injuries.
Dr. Anton, how does one know if they might need some help cutting down or eliminating alcohol in their life?
Well, of course, alcohol in its own right doesn't cause problems if used in a moderate way. But when people start drinking above those levels of moderate drinking and harm starts occurring to them, whether it's either social harm, including family and work, or physical problems and health problems such as increased blood pressure, stomach problems, they need to start thinking about cutting down. And if they try on their own and cannot modify or cut down their alcohol use, they really should start thinking about asking for help from certified professionals.
Dr. Anton, thank you so much for providing this update about alcohol and healthy living.
Thank you so much.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.